T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, the weather. Why should it be easy?
No.
Why should it be quiet? Why should it be mundane? Mm-hmm. We live in the Super Bowl of weather. And with us to talk about weather, we could devote an entire show to just this topic.
Should we do that?
Well, let's see how it goes.
I don't think so. It's kind of been gloomy and wet lately, so we don't want to depress everybody.
It has been soggy, right. No question about that. I've known Pete Bollea at State Climate Office forever. Pete, it's great to have you with us today.
Great to be here.
I'm really intrigued by, and you were quoted in a recent Star Tribune story from Greg Stanley. Mm-hmm. And Stanley made the point, 15 of the Twin Cities' top 20 snowfalls since 1884 have occurred in the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. I'm also intrigued, you were quoted as well, talking about some of the trends when it comes to our winters. Mm-hmm. And again, the question I get, I'm sure you get this, is it a fluke? Is it an aberration? Or is it a true trend? Do we have enough years of data to be able to say convincingly? Tell listeners some of the findings, some of the stuff that made you do a double take.
Well, what we've discovered in our office, and this kind of snuck up on us, is kind of the return of winter. And we're reviewing the top events of the last 10 years, so the last events of the decade, going back to 2010. And the first thing that comes to mind when I think of 2010 in winter is the last Dome Buster storm we had.
Right.
So we had a big event then. We had the Thunder Blizzard last year. So time in and time again, we still get these big snowstorms.
But it seems like it's all or nothing. There are many periods. We're not keeping mm-hmm. snow on the ground as well as we were 20, 30, 40 years ago. One
Absolutely.
Of the stats, just how many days we keep a foot or more of snow on the ground in the winter.
Yep, we don't see that deep a snowpack anymore. We just don't get as cold. So that's really made a big difference. So we still get the snow. We just can't keep it as long as we used to.
But that also has implications for, we were talking about earlier, the lakes. Driving on the lakes and, mm-hmm. and the ice fishing industry or the hobby of it. I mean, is it going to be not safe to be able to ice fish anymore in Minnesota?
Well, the problem with ice and lakes is if you get snow on it, snow is a great insulator. You need 4 inches of snow is enough to insulate. It's a great insulator.
It'll
cut off the cold from the ground mm-hmm. and the ice too. So, that we're getting the snow this year, we have bad timing with the snow. The ice formed and then it snowed on top of it. So now we got a lot of slush going mm-hmm. on out there.
One of the things that made me do a double take, Pete, 3 of the 10 biggest flood events in St. Paul's history have occurred since 2011. And we're getting, 10 to 15% additional precip during early spring now than we were back in the mid-1900s, according to NOAA. So it seems like winter gets off to a later start, mm-hmm. not every year, but many years, and then it continues into April, and the last couple of Aprils we've gotten spanked.
Yeah, that's annoying. Yeah. I don't like that part.
Don't like those April snowstorms.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
what we've seen, and we're already taking a sneak peek at the new normals. New normals that could be coming out in 2021 for those who can't wait. And what's happening is snowfall in November has been going down. Last 30 years or so, we haven't seen so much November snows, and maybe that's the kind people want, so you get a nice white Christmas. And we did have a white Christmas this year, but if we don't have those November snows, if they're missing and into December, might have a brown Christmas. And, getting big snowstorms in April, it's kind of interesting for me, but I can see why people might not be big fans of it.
Because we're done. I mean, well, right? Yeah. I mean, we're done.
And I get that. Stoic Minnesotans who usually have a good sense of humor lose their sense of
not
humor.
Not in April, we don't.
When it snows on their freshly mowed green lawns, they lose their sense of humor. This year, 2019, a lot of stuff, snowy as February on record. Mm-hmm. what is the biggest story? It has to be the new records for rainfall, right?
Yeah, well, we looked at the events, and we wrote up 41 events in 2019. Mm. That's a lot more than we usually do.
Wow.
So we had a lot of events to choose from, and wettest 2019 is just one of those events, and it will be in the top five. We already know that. I've had about 30 people or so put in their votes. Should plug it. If you go on Facebook, Minnesota State Climatology Office, our Facebook page, if you'd like to throw in your vote, you still can. The deadline's tomorrow morning, so I will cut off the votes, post the top five later on tomorrow afternoon, and we'll see what happens. But, yep, wet 2019. What's interesting about that is we had a wet 2018, too, so
right.
This is another wet year on top of last year.
It's not a controversial statement saying that Minnesota is getting wetter over time, right? The averages
absolutely
show that.
Yes, absolutely. We've been getting wetter over time. Absolutely.
And there's no benefit to that. It's bad for the farmers. It's bad for people who are annoyed in April. I mean, is there a benefit to that? I'll rephrase
if the
that.
The choice is too wet or drought. I mean, it seems
it's a
like
good question.
Pick your poison, right?
Yeah. If you've lived through the 87 through 89 drought, that was pretty bad. We haven't had really that bad of a drought since then in Minnesota. So I think a lot of people would like a little dry spell now and then. It's been very wet, and there's a lot of people that have high water issues in the state,
yeah,
and the ground saturated right now. So, you know, we're on guard already for the spring, so we'll see what happens. A lot between now and April.
So the planet is warming, and I guess that makes it more notable when we do go below zero or when we have an outbreak like we did late January
yes
of this year. Air temp of 28 below in the metro. Cotton, Minnesota, 56 below air temperature, some of the coldest readings since 1996. What else this year made you do a triple take?
That, what you just mentioned, was my number one.
Was it?
And
okay,
the reason is because it was downright eerie. If you would have told me we'd get to minus 28 degrees in 2019 in the Twin Cities for an air temperature and have a wind chill of 50 below zero for 12 hours straight. And then I walked into a Target the day or two after, and things almost completely shut down. There was a shortage of bread at Target. I mean, things were not moving very well. The University of Minnesota's closed. Postal Service mail closed for the whole state. Mm. How often does that happen? Not very often. So that singular event really stood out in my mind. Was something I might have remembered when I was a kid in the December 1983, where we had a similar kind of a cold outbreak like that. Even 96 in February, you know, we got down to 60 below zero up in, you know, in Tower.
Tower, yeah.
And but that was over quick, and this lasted a couple days.
Tornadoes? I mean, it was a pretty quiet year, relatively speaking, when it comes to severe weather, hail, and specifically tornadoes. It seems like we dodged a bullet this year.
Yes, there wasn't a lot of tornadoes. We did have, I heard earlier, Jordana talking about baseball and softball-sized hail.
Oh, grapefruit-sized
hail.
Grapefruit-sized, yeah.
Yes, I held baseball-sized hail
really
in my hand, and it is as hefty as you can imagine.
It's heavier, like 10 pounds?
It's heavier than a baseball, let's put it that way.
Goodness. And if it hits you on the head,
you'd be in big trouble.
They hit the ground at over 100
yeah
miles an hour,
yes.
So
you would die if that hit you.
It
could be dangerous.
And people have been killed by large hail. And livestock has been killed by large hail. So, interesting.
What were some of the other ones on your list?
There's quite a few.
Oh, the heat index.
Yes, heat index. That's another one.
Heat index.
Yep.
I mean, to me, it seemed like the wet signal. The rain was the big story for me. The fact, you know, wettest year on record. To me, that screams out number one top story, and that helped to keep temperatures cooler. We're not seeing a lot of sizzling days, at least not yet, but the humidity levels, the dew points, seem to be consistently higher in the summer. And July 19th,
a
high dew point near 80 made it feel like 115.
Oh,
so we tied for the second highest heat index ever in the Twin Cities.
So my volunteer in the office, Jeff Peters, comes in and helps us out. He goes, you missed one. He said, what about the difference between that heat index of 115 and the wind chill during the other events? Like 117 degree difference in heat index to wind chill, or even more. So, 115 plus minus 50 wind chill. So you're up there. Is that 170? My math is maybe not that great.
I think only Siberia has more extremes.
Yeah.
We have better nightlife.
If it continues like this, then what will our climate be like? What would you liken it to? Don't say Siberia, because the show is over and I'm turning off the mic if that's what we're going to be like. What would you liken it to? Another city that, I mean, are we... Right.
It's a good question.
That is a great question. I don't think anybody knows for sure. I've seen some projections that 50 years down the road, it may be more like Kansas City.
Just because the farmers need to plan, the city needs to plan. We need to think about these things down the road.
One thing I can say is when we have this extreme weather, having high temperatures in the 30s in December feels pretty nice.
Isn't that amazing?
That is pretty amazing.
30s and 40s, people out there in shorts and light jackets.
You learn to appreciate something that maybe in other states people would be in a panic if it was in the 30s. You know,
we can appreciate that, but we still have PTSD from last winter.
That's
so
true.
So we're like, okay, any day now, it's going to plummet.
When the weather is too nice for too long,
yeah,
I get nervous because the other shoe, the other boot is going to drop. And so who the heck knows what's going to happen in January? But one day at a time, one week at a time. Anything else you want to add?
Well, you know, there's a lot of events. Some years we do this. I've been doing this every year for 10 years, and we did one for the biggest events of the 20th century. And it's interesting, the ones that people remember, usually there's a story with them of some kind. And 2019 was a very active year. And I'm hoping 2020 might not be quite this active.
What is the website again, the Facebook site?
If you Facebook Minnesota State Climatology Office, you'll find us on there and put in your vote. Still got time.
Absolutely.
So here we are. This weekend, we're going to get rain. You know, the next few weeks, historically, some of the coldest of the entire winter, and it's going to rain in the Twin Cities. And it reminds me of something that Dr. Mark Seely said. Since the turn of the century, since 2000, midwinter rain and ice events have increased fourfold, 4x increase.
Okay.
So it's not your imagination.
Yeah.
We are seeing more rain, more ice in the middle of winter in Minnesota, which to me is a little freakish. I mean, it should be all snow.
It should be all snow. That's right.
Feels like it should be. Yes. But last year at this time, we had almost the same storm happen. So at the end of 2018, we also had a storm like what's coming this weekend.
Really?
So, yes. So
that's
interesting. We do forget easy, too.
That's interesting.
That's true.
Yeah, but then the next few weeks snapped us into that. But
yes. We thought winter was over. January, I thought the biggest story of the year was the latest first below zero in the Twin Cities.
Right.
And everybody's forgotten that one now.
Yeah.
So much has happened since then.
We all develop amnesia, right? To keep on going, you have to forget, right?
That's right. Just look forward to spring. The days are getting longer.
Yes, they are.
The days are getting longer, so we're kind of working our way towards, you know. And yeah, there's no way to know what's going to happen through April, and I'm hoping no more April thunder snowstorms.
Boy, that would be nice.
At least this year.
And maybe some more sunshine.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We'd like to get a little natural vitamin D
that
instead of some supplements.
Sure. Quit your whining.
I'm like,
just wham.
I have like a massive deficiency of vitamin D by the time March rolls around. So that's a reminder to everybody. Does that trigger more whining?
Right? Vitamin D deficiency?
So rude. Huh? Yes, it does.
Why did I even have to ask?
Yes, it does.
Pete Bollet, State Climate Office, thank you for what you do. Thank you for what your colleagues do, providing some perspective. And take the poll. Go online, Facebook, and search for Minnesota State Climate Office, and you can weigh in with your vote. Always great to hear from you, Pete. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Pete.
Stay warm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.